Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is episode 9 of Kick-Ass Vets podcast, and today we're going to be talking about pros and cons of locuming. So every job has its ups and downs, and locuming is no different from that. But as the vet industry changes and as we have these staffing crises, more and more vets are becoming locums, and they're choosing to take control of their lives and choosing to set their own schedule, you know, pick their clinics and do all of these things. And it's a great way for you to take control of your life and to make sure that you're getting exactly what you need. However, as I said, every job has its ups and downs. So this podcast is going to talk about the pros and cons of locuming and where you really need to focus your energy in terms of getting exactly what you want and what you need out of it. So let's start with the pros. You know, first of all, your schedule. You can make your own schedule because you say yes or no to every shift. So ultimately, you are in control of every single shift that you take. If you want to make sure that you have every Wednesday night free for that boxing class, you can. If you know that your kid has a musical performance on Saturday, you just don't put a shift on that day. You have complete control over your schedule. And if you want to take a vacation, you're not limited to the clinic's rules of how many weeks off in a row you can take, when you can take vacation. You have complete control over yes or no to every single shift. The other thing that is really good about locums is you get paid a higher rate. First of all, locums are much better on average about advocating for themselves because they're the type of people that have already taken that step to take control. So just by personality alone, they're more likely to advocate and get the wage that they should be paying. But also you get 25% over a full-time employee's wage. So if you're working full-time hours and you don't take sick leave and that sort of stuff, then you can make a higher salary overall as a locum. The other big thing about being a locum is you are much less involved in the politics and the drama of a clinic. Because you're not there all the time, because you're not involved necessarily with their meetings and with, you know, clinic campaigns, 10 dentals this month, you know, those types of things, you can kind of keep work at an arm's length, and therefore you can avoid a lot of the politics, which is really, really nice. The other thing that's really nice as a locum is you have flexibility. So you have the flexibility with your schedule, and you have the flexibility with which clinics you take shifts for. Therefore, you are complete in control and have flexibility of what you expose yourself to in terms of the equipment and tools you get to play with, the type of medicine, type of clientele, that sort of thing. So you can work sometimes at a GP clinic, sometimes at a specialty clinic, and you can, by being in those different situations, you can help yourself continue your professional growth by having all of these different experiences. The other thing, as we mentioned before, is that locums have control. So they have control over their environment, over their hours, and, you know, if and over their salary. Basically, if a clinic is refusing to pay a rate that you deem appropriate, you can just say no to taking that shift. So it's really, really nice to have that feeling of control in your life, and it can make a big difference, especially if you're kind of on the edge of burnout and, you know, all of those things. If you're on the edge of leaving the profession, taking a bit of that control back can make you realize what you like about the profession again. You know, the other thing that is a double-edged sword, and we'll talk about it in the cons as well, is client relationships. Since locums are not at clinics long-term, they don't tend to make those long-term relationships with clients. For those people that, you know, are more in it for the medicine than the human-animal bond, this is a huge pro because they don't have, you know, they're not going to see Mrs. Smith at the grocery store and have to talk about Fluffy for 5 hours. You know, some people, that's a huge good aspect of their life. And for other people, they see Mrs. Smith and they leave their full grocery cart and go running from the grocery store so that they don't have to get stuck in a conversation. Depending on who you are, this lack of client relationship is a huge pro. The other thing that we mentioned briefly above is variety. So a huge benefit of being a locum is that there's variety in the clinics that you're exposed to. There's variety in the equipment and the tools that you experience and get to use. And there's variety in just day-to-day life. So there's a variety in your drive to work. This helps keep your life a little bit interesting, and it helps you from getting into kind of a routine or a rut that can make you feel like you're not progressing. And because there's variety, you can choose where you want your profession to go. All right, let's chat about the cons now, because it's really important before you make any life choice into a profession to look at the negative aspects and see, do they outweigh the pros of that life choice. So the first big thing is, as a locum, you're going to have a lack of support. And what that means is that you're coming into a clinic that's already understaffed. You're not there to be taught. You're not there to be mentored. You're not there to be provided CE or professional growth. You are there to be a vet, work, do your job, and leave. And that means that if you want to do any CE or you want to, you know, have any type of professional growth, you need to do that on your own. And it's really important to understand that you need to be completely independent. You need to be able to come in and work with no support, because you're not going to get it. And, you know, you're not necessarily going to get support if there are negative outcomes to cases, because the clinic doesn't have an invested interest in you. So they're not necessarily going to support you as much as they would a full-time employee. As briefly mentioned, the next big con is that, you know, there's no CE or CPD. I have heard of the odd clinic offering to help pay for CE for their ongoing locums, which is, I think, absolutely amazing and a great thing for clinics to do for their locums. But in general, if you're not a full-time employee, you're probably not going to get CE or, you know, CPD time off. Definitely you're not going to get paid time off, and you're not going to get an allowance for it. That means that you need to be very self-directed in your learning. And if you want to go to a conference, you need to financially set money aside for that so that you can go to that. Another big thing is you're not going to get any sick pay. You don't have sick days. You know, you're not in a situation where you can really call in sick if you've taken a shift. You know, you always can, but they're strapped. So it's really not a great situation and not look kindly upon if you call in sick. And also, if you call in sick for that shift, that's money that's not in your pocket. So it's a really good idea to plan for this in terms of the rates that you're charging, and plan for this in terms of the number of shifts that you're taking, to make sure that if you do get sick, that it's not going to financially cripple you. Same as no CPD and sick day, there's no vacation pay. So if you want to take time off to go on vacation, you're not going to be paid for that, and you need to save for that. In terms of dealing with debt and dealing with money and creating budgets for life, there's a couple books that I recommend. There is a lovely lady named Gail Vaz Oxlade that does a lot of shows, you know, Money Moron, Princess, Till Debt Do Us Part. You can YouTube a lot of the shows and watch them. She's great at kind of getting you financially on track if you're kind of a newbie to budgeting and creating a financial budget for your life. Another con, as we mentioned, double-edged sword, is client relationships. So if you're the type of person that loves that human animal bond and loves that human component of, you know, knowing Mrs. Smith inside and out and knowing Fluffy and seeing Fluffy as a puppy and then being involved in Fluffy's life all the way through, then you're gonna miss that as a locum. That's something that you're definitely not going to have, because you're not gonna be at that clinic long term. So that can be a huge con for some people. Another more frustrating thing about not having those long-term relationships, even if you don't like that human animal bond component, but you like that medical component, is that as a locum, you, what we call quote unquote, lose cases to follow-up, meaning that you don't know how your treatments or your interventions worked because you're not seeing that patient long-term. You might be only in that clinic for a week or a shift, and then you don't know how they do. This is detrimental because you don't know, you know, in terms of training your pattern recognition, you're not going to have the outcomes to do that. And also, just learning involves knowing the outcomes of previous cases. So it's detrimental as learning and growing as a professional in that sense. So sometimes it's nice to make sure that you're kind of at clinics semi-regularly so that you can see those outcomes or at least look them up later. Another con is that you're not really going to have any power as a locum. You know, if you're there, you're just filling in. If you're not a full-time employee at a clinic, it's very hard to make changes, you know, changes in processes, changes in policies. You know, if you feel that they should be putting in catheters a different way, if you feel that they should be monitoring anesthetic a different way, if you feel that records need to be different, it's very difficult as a locum and can be very frustrating that you can't be involved in fixing things and changing things. So if you're that type of person that likes to fix things and change things and be involved in policies, being a full-time employee might be a better place for you. Another big thing is medical standards. So because you're going from clinic to clinic, you're going to see a whole slew of medical standards. And, you know, eventually you're going to end up in a clinic that is not up to your standards. You don't feel comfortable with the level of medicine that they're performing. It's really important as a locum that you have your own set of standards. Even if you have very few diagnostic tools or equipment in a clinic, you can still perform really good medicine. You just have to be a little bit more resourceful. But, you know, if you're going into a clinic and it's just not up to your standards, yeah, you might need to work that day or those things that you agreed, but maybe don't take shifts there again. But it is a little bit hard because you can't change that. You can't improve the standards. And then you're kind of stuck in the situation where you're at someone else's mercy about what they're comfortable with medically. Another con of locuming, as well as a pro, is your schedule. So as a locum, you might be offered so many shifts that you can pick the exact hours that you want to work and the exact days you want to work them. However, you are subject to available shifts as a locum, and that also means that you are subject to clinics taking away those shifts if they end up hiring a full-time employee. So your schedule can end up being patchy or haphazard. You can end up losing shifts that you thought that you were going to have. So it's very challenging sometimes to make sure that you have that set schedule that you want. Being an amazing locum, and you can check out our tips on how to be an awesome locum, will help you maintain those and help you have that relationship with the clinic so that you're kind of mutually respecting one another, agreed upon shifts are kept. However, if they hire a full-time employee and don't need a locum anymore, you can't blame them because that's going to be more economical for that clinic and better for the clients to not have different people all the time. The last big con as a locum is that you're not going to have security. So as we briefly mentioned above, if a clinic hires a full-time or part-time employee, you're out of those shifts, and that can be sudden. So it's really important to have a financial safety blanket so that if a bunch of your shifts fall through, you can still pay your bills. You know, if locuming is something that you're thinking about doing and you're not quite sure, you can check out our other blogs, or you can also check out our consulting, which can help you determine whether or not locuming is a good life choice for you. And as always, please advocate for yourself because you are the only one that will. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.